kind of give us a little a brief backstory as to what it was like growing up on a farm as a young lady in this lovely area.
Yeah, it was really fun growing up on the farm. I mean, I got to see my dad, my grandpa, and my uncle every day. I can remember going with my dad in the tractor. And it's funny, actually, because if you look in the tractor, it's got the main seat and then it's got a little seat. Well, that little seat was kind of made for kids like us. And so that's where I'd always sit with my dad in the tractor. You know, as he's planting or harvesting, I would sit in the tractor with them. I would go to the barn. I'd see the calves and the cows. And, of course, can't go wrong but seeing the cats and the kittens. You know, not going to lie, that was probably my favorite part growing up. but no, it was fun. I mean, obviously there's times, you know, I didn't see my dad for the entire day, but when there was a chance and I could go with him, or I'd see him at lunchtime and at breakfast, like it was just always nice. And, you know, I always got to see my grandpa and my uncle every day. And it was like I said, it was nice. I got to see my family all the time.
When did you realize your responsibilities were starting to pick up as the years went on?
So, I mean, obviously when I started, like when I was younger, my boys or my brothers did most of the work. You know, they went after school, they would go and help my dad out and stuff. But of course, at the time I was diagnosed with cancer, so I couldn't be around that stuff. So I didn't really do too much working around the farm other than rock picking. If you ask my dad, that is the one thing I will always remember is rock picking. And it was the worst job ever. I can remember being in the field, you know, the bucket of the tractors behind us, and we're literally just picking up rocks because, of course, it could damage the equipment, right, when it's planting season. And my dad, to this day, will always joke around on the hottest day of the summer, McKenna, you want to come rock picking with me today? No. It's a hard no for me, Dad.
Kids these days, you know, a lot of the times, you know, we see it all the time, they get accused of being on the phones too much and all that stuff. As you growing up and you learn how to work hard on your family farm every day, how do you think a kid could benefit from you know, maybe helping out on a family farm or helping on a neighbor's farm or something like that?
Yeah, honestly, I think it's almost like you just have to come and see it, right? Because people don't realize how much work goes into farming until you actually see it. And I mean, it has really grown. Like, you know, before my dad had to milk every cow, like by hands. And then just within the past year, we got robotic milkers. So now my dad literally can be 2.5 hours away and he can literally go on his phone and check and see how the cows are doing. So, and now it's actually funny because before it was always like, you know, my dad would be like, get off your phone, like you're on it too much. And now I'm like, Dad, like, get off your phone, stop watching the cows. Like, kind of funny how like that's turned around to be like, Dad, like leave the cows alone, like it's fine, it's your day off, like.
And you know, your family has the most unique farm I've ever heard of and seen. How do you see that that method of dairy farming in the future? Is it something you see more dairy farms getting into?
I think so, because I mean, my dad before never had a day off. Like, he worked every single day of the year. The only time he had off was literally when I was diagnosed. That was the only time he had off. And now my dad has every other weekend off because he's able to, you know, there's not as much work. Like, it used to take them like 3 hours to do chores in the morning and the evening, and now it takes them like 1.5 hours. So with the new robotic milkers, it's really like, it's given the farmers a time to actually have a break and to actually live their life and to do stuff with their family.